With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. The Iowa Department of Transportation is preparing its fleet of snow plows, end loaders, and motor graders for removing ice and snow from thousands of miles of roads. Iowa DOT spokesman Pete Helmstead tells Radio On The Go News that the number of lane miles they are responsible for is high.
District 2, we have just under 4,000 lane miles. Statewide, lane miles is 24,592. If there's a storm that hits the entire state, which we know does happen, and we have crews out around the state cleaning every single lane mile, they literally have made a trip around the earth.
Helmstead says make your winter preparations now.
Check your spare. You know, how many people check their spare very often? If you need that spare tire and you get it out of wherever it's stored in your vehicle and it's flat, it's not going to help you whatsoever. And the other thing is know where your spare is, know where the jack is, know how it works. There are so many different types now in different vehicles that being aware of those things, make sure you got a cell phone charger in your vehicle. Have a winter survival kit. Make sure your car's in good running order. Have jumper cables or one of those jump packs that are really becoming popular right now.
On average, the Iowa DOT uses more than 136,000 tons of salt and nearly 32 million gallons of brine each year to help maintain safe travel on the primary highway system. The Hardin County Sheriff's Department Thursday afternoon transported from Marshall County 21-year-old Landon Gast of Des Moines, who was wanted on a warrant for violation of his probation and to revoke his probation from the original charges of operating without the owner's consent, for driving while barred, and for possession of marijuana. The Hampton-Dumont School Board this week approved a resolution fixing the date of the sale of around $13,750,000 in school infrastructure sales services and use tax revenue bonds. The HD Board approved a snow removal bid for the Dumont Bus Barn to Swart Snow at $80 per time and approved a sanding bid from MP Backo for $350 per load. Pheasant season opens Saturday in Iowa, and hunters are encouraged to review safe hunting practices before they head out. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says hunters should get reacquainted with the techniques used to hunt pheasants. Be sure to walk in a straight line and know where members of the hunting party are at all times, especially in low visibility areas like terraces, tall switchgrass, and standing corn. The DNR adds that hunters need to wear blaze orange, especially on the upper one-third of their body. In fact, hunters are encouraged to wear more blaze orange than the minimum required. The goal is to be seen by other hunters. And the DNR adds to share the hunt, take someone new along to help keep Iowa's hunting tradition alive. The North Central Iowa Model Railroad Club will be hosting their 11th annual buy, sell, and trade show at the Franklin County Convention Center along Highway 3 West in Hampton. The club, which includes area train enthusiasts, meets once a month at the Franklin County Fairgrounds.
It was a smaller group that got together and decided they were going to build a layout, and the basement of the depot out at the fairgrounds was available, and the fair board was more than helpful as far as letting us take that, clean it up, build it into our layout room. Everybody has a model railroad layout, has a lot of different components. I mean, there's like the wiring part, there's the carpentry part, there's the scenery part, there's all kind of different things, and we've got people that are pretty, have expertise in all different areas, but not necessarily all of them at once. So it's a good thing. People's strengths get pooled into one layout down there.
That's Brian Stevens, who's a member of the North Central Iowa Model Railroad Club. Stevens says there will be roughly 90 vendor tables of train merchandise to see Sunday.
There'll be vendors there that specialize in scenery items, some in used rolling stock, some in brand new things, and even railroad memorabilia. There's one person that comes up from the Steamboat Rock area that has actually railroad art and stuff that his wife had done. So it's a wide variety of things. You don't necessarily have to be into the hobby to be able to go out and just kind of look around. There's a lot of visual things to take in.
The North Central Iowa Model Railroad Club's 11th annual buy, sell, and trade show will be held Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Franklin County Convention Center in Hampton. The Allison City Council this week approved the Wilder Park Agreement for seasonal campers. The Allison Council approved for the Public Works Department to look for a used truck for $25,000 or less to replace a 2003 Dodge half-ton truck. The Allison City Council also looking at about 2.5 acres of land on Cherry Street for the city to purchase but it was decided at the present time to have the land surveyed first. The Share the Warmth drive for Franklin County moves to its next phase. Residents were asked to help keep Franklin County warm this winter by donating gently used or new items such as coats, boots, and snow pants. The drop-off locations were in Hampton, Latimer, and Coulter. Pickup for the items is set to begin Saturday at 4 p.m. at Banshell Park in Hampton and at Coulter City Park. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.